Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com, join their team today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on your Twitter. Thank you if you're following. If not, follow today. Thank you for that. Joined by Jason Bishop.
Should have worn the Caps jersey. I don't know why you wouldn't. I looked at it and I just said, you know what?
I don't know why you wouldn't be a jersey bro with me on a Tuesday.
Should have texted you.
Maybe if they win tonight.
If they win tonight, you must wear Caps gear tomorrow as a celebration.
Promise.
Well, tomorrow would be a wacky jersey Wednesday.
Yes, it would be apropos.
You'd have to bring it back.
You'd have to break that back out. John Paul Flame is here. I don't even know if he owns any jerseys at this point.
I have jerseys of each of the teams, Cakes.
Look at you. Very good. You know what? Monumental's been very nice. He's given us cool Bali jerseys. I believe they gave me this Ovi that I'm wearing instead of a beater replica that I have hanging in my closet. So thank you. It's much appreciated. Eric Bickle, I know, has a just plethora of jerseys.
I got a bunch.
So many.
Valdez, I gave you $20. I thought I was getting my jersey back.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Oh, they're out of town that 1 week on the West Coast. I'll follow up today.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on. You're doing a jersey lending bit with Valdez?
No. Somebody got one for me, and I got it labeled and whatever. Oh,
okay. He left it somewhere. I ended up getting it signed for him.
I know the details.
Yeah, so I
got it signed by Big Silly.
Well, I actually didn't need it signed.
I know there was a nice gesture that was being done.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know.
That's very nice. Last night, biggest game of the year. Tonight, biggest game of the year for your Washington Capitals. They got a win at home in the home finale at Capital One Arena. Dominating performance last night, especially defensively. I mean, they basically choked the life out of the Bruins last night. Didn't allow a lot of shots on Charlie Lindgren.
16,
I think 8 through the first 40 minutes of the game. Carlson Potts won early. Doubter gets the empty netter to seal it with, I think, like 15 or 20 seconds left
in the third period. That game was going so comfortably for the Caps. They were up 1-0 with about 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
And I told my daughter was watching with my wife, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go take a shower.
You were that comfortable?
I was like, I think this is fine. I'm going to go take a shower. Just let me know if anything crazy happens. I heard them hooting and hollering when they scored the empty netter.
I was kind of comfortable, but
I was actually comfortable.
I would have been better off had the Caps converted on one of the other numerous chances they had. I mean, they were just assaulting Swayman, the Bruins goalie, all night. They just couldn't put a second one past him until they pulled him for the extra man.
I watched the first period, and I felt a little bit concerned because, you know, it was only 1-0.
Right.
I didn't feel as confident as Bickle.
Mm-hmm.
but I was also checking scores, the other games, and I saw that the Canadians were up 2-1.
Right.
I felt pretty good about that, but I saw that the Pens were up 2-0 the first period. So I said, oh, I mean, it's just, it's going to come down to the third. I couldn't watch all three periods like you.
Right.
So I got up in the middle of the night and checked the phone at 1:32 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was 1:32.
And you saw the two next to the Caps logo, and then you saw a donut next to the Bruins logo.
Well, what I did was I checked my betting app.
Okay, good.
My FanDuel app.
Yes.
And I bet $77 on the Bruins last night.
Okay, very
And I
nice.
Saw what my total was, and right. I saw that it was down. So I said, okay.
You know, I'm glad
I was,
you lost
I was happy
money.
About that.
You were actually happy. You bought the win.
I'm very happy.
I bought the win.
Are you going to do it again today?
I'm going to do it again. Yeah.
Yeah, because last night was the BGOTY, biggest game of the year.
Yep.
Now that's in the rearview mirror. Biggest game of the year tonight in Philadelphia. If the Capitals win against the Flyers, they advance to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
They're in. Now, there are other scenarios where the Caps can get in.
It's very confusing.
It's kind of convoluted, but the simplest scenario is beat the Flyers on the road, last game of the season, you punch your ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs, where they would draw their former coach, Peter Laviolette, and the New York Rangers.
That would be awesome.
In round one. So here are the other scenarios tonight for the Caps as far as advancing into the playoffs.
All right, Caps win, in.
Caps win, they're in. That is scenario one. That is the best and cleanest way for them to make the playoffs.
All right, if the Caps lose, what has to happen for them to get in?
All right, here's where it gets weird. If the Red Wings win, the Red Wings are still alive because they came back last night against Montreal.
Yeah, they did, 5-4, yeah.
If the Red Wings win and the Capitals lose, they're in the playoffs.
The Red Wings are.
I believe that's correct. Yes,
well,
that's correct.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah, this is from Russian Machine Never Breaks, has the playoff scenarios.
Right.
If the Pens win and the Caps and Red Wings lose, then the Penguins are in the playoffs.
Okay.
If all three teams lose in regulation, the Flyers are in the playoffs. You know what?
So
my foggy brain read that incorrectly during the,
yeah,
the lead up to the show.
Yeah.
I was reading it as
the Flyers can get in if they win.
In regulation.
Correct.
They can't allow the Caps to get a point.
Correct.
In overtime.
Because right now the Flyers trail by 2.
Yes.
The Penguins trail by 1.
Right.
The Islanders clinched.
Islanders have, yeah, this is for the wild card.
So this is
spot.
All about the wild card.
There's no Metro Division up for grabs anymore. The Islanders are officially in.
All right, so if the Caps, Pens, and Wings lose, and Philly, and then the Caps-Philly game goes is in regulation.
Yes.
Philly's in.
Then the Flyers advance.
Okay. Now, if the Caps, Pittsburgh, Detroit all lose, but the Caps game goes into overtime, who gets in?
If all three teams lose and the Caps get a point?
Correct.
As long as the other teams don't get a point, I believe it's the Caps that
yeah,
make
so
the
Yeah, so if
playoffs.
Pittsburgh and Detroit lose, then the Caps get in if it's an overtime loss?
I believe that's correct.
Because they'll have 90 points, and that would be more than the other teams, yeah.
And as of now, the Penguins hold the first tiebreaker and lead in regulation wins among the four still alive teams.
Just tell me tomorrow.
Man, this is
Just
crazy.
Just tell me tomorrow. Or, you know, text well, me.
When's the last time?
I will need to tell you tomorrow. If the Caps win tonight,
then
you're going to know that they're in.
Right.
All right, so the only two ways the Caps are going to the playoffs are if they win or if they lose in overtime and Pittsburgh and Detroit lose.
I have to confirm that last part, but I know the first part is correct. Just take care of business against the Flyers, beat them on the road, they advance into the playoffs.
Man, when's the last time in the NHL it came down to four teams – the last game of the
You're
year.
You're all just jockeying and battling.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened before. But
sure, it happens a decent amount. So your current playoff percentages per money puck, they've got Washington at 42.8%.
Yep.
Seems low. Detroit, 36.7%. Pittsburgh, 14.6%.
And the Flyers, the best of 6%.
Those. We're the best of all those, though.
Best by 6 percentage points.
Do you like the fact that Washington had to play a tough game, emotional game, physical game, hop on a plane or a train? I don't know how they get to Philly.
I don't love that they have to play back-to-back games.
And Philly was off last night.
I don't love it. What I do like is that Charlie Lindgren was not really tested that much last night.
Right.
He should be fresh. There's 1,000% chance that he gets the call tonight. There's no way you're going to Kemper, even though I know that usually coaches want to give their goaltender, their starter, a rest if you have back-to-back games.
Mm-hmm.
But not when it's the last game of the season and not when it's for a playoff berth.
Right.
You got to stick with Lindgren.
Oh, of course.
Got to stick with Chucky. He has carried the Caps to this point. He's got to carry him. He's got to drag him across the finish line. I believe his six shutouts lead the league, too. Had another one last night.
Has the audience, have they latched on to this? Obviously, Caps fans that are the diehards, the ones that go to the games, mm-hmm. that watch every game, they're locked in. But has the casual Caps fan locked in on this playoff push?
I don't know if they have.
I don't know. We could touch
base with
them. I don't
know if
there
have been casual eyeballs that have been jumping on late.
Because I feel a little buzz here. I saw the stat yesterday they flashed of Carberry in his last 28 games, well, now 29 games. I think he's 16-10-3, something
right.
like that. And that's a mm-hmm. Caps record, obviously. It's pretty good.
It's amazing. They had to pull up two guys from the minors?
They had to pull up. I know Dylan McElrath came up. There might have been a second. I can't recall who that was because they've suffered some injuries of late. Rasmus Sandin has been out. John Carlson has been logging really heavy minutes.
Right.
Scored
again last night.
Defensive spots. Scored the first goal last night.
Has the most goals.
Jensen isn't going to play tonight either because of the going into the boards against Tampa
correct.
A couple nights ago.
Correct.
So they're doing it shorthanded.
They were talking about a pregame about the kids that the young guys that are playing. Iorio,
I think he's made like 7 or 8 starts.
Vincent Iorio?
Yeah, that's the other guy they called up.
They called him up.
His name was escaping
me. He's 21 years old.
Yeah.
Have they played Philly just twice this year?
I'd have to look at their
season. The last matchup
mm-hmm.
against Philly was March 1st that I can see. Winner 5-2.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Before that, I see a game in December, which they lost in shootout 4-3 in Philly.
It's probably the only 2 times they played them. Probably play them 3 times.
Interesting. Well, it's for all the marbles. This is what we wanted a month ago when we were grasping that it could get down. We said it was going to probably get to the Flyers game.
Yeah. Well,
we joked biggest game of the year. I think at one point, Cake said biggest game of the year is going to be the Philly game.
89. So if they win, they'll have 91, and that'll be 1 point short of what Joe B. thought it would take to get in there.
Man, some of those games that they gagged away, like the game against the Coyotes like a month or month and a half ago at home. Like, Coyotes were at the end of a long road trip. The Caps could use those 2 points right now. They could use the 2 points instead of the 1 point they got against Ottawa, like last week at home. Those are just points that just went by the wayside, but that you can't do anything about them now. Now you just have to go out and beat Philly on their ice. But
all right,
actually have a chance to make the playoffs too.
I have 200 in bonus bets on FanDuel. FanDuel is now live in DC, by the way.
I can
place wagers right now.
I think you should.
Philly's -150 tonight I think I'm just going to put all 200 of the bonus bets on Philly.
I kind of like it.
It'll pay 133.
I mean, I don't really like it, but I hope you lose all your bonus
lose
bet
it.
Money.
I want
to
lose it.
I want you to have zero bonus bet dollars.
It's free money. I mean,
right.
I talked to my man Jack from FanDuel yesterday, and I said, I'm going to put a big wager on Philly because I want the Caps to make the playoffs.
Right.
So can you hook me with more bonus bets? He said, let me see what I can do. And an hour later, I had $300 in bonus
bets. Very good. Look at that. Squeaky right. wheel gets the grease.
So, Mr. Bickle, I'm putting 200, all 200 of the bonus bets on Philly right now.
All right.
You like that?
Sure.
Click in.
I'm praying that your bonus bet column just has nothing but zeros across it. Looks like Robert Parrish.
Man, it's gonna be hard to watch.
Can you commit to watching the entire game tonight?
No.
Can you do that? I mean, it's the biggest game of the year, Jason.
No, but I'll watch the first period and then I'll fall asleep and then I'll get up in the middle of the night and I'll check my phone.
First period ends at like 7:45.
Last night it ended about 7:50.
Yep. He's got it down to military precision.
Did you turn the lights out and go night night?
Yeah, man, my body was just like, you're done.
I hope
the melatonin had already kicked in.
That's what I hope the Caps do to the Flyers. Put them night-night, like right. that dude did at the end of the UFC matchup. Yeah. Put that dude to sleep.
I mean,
what I want the Caps to do to the Flyers.
If the
tonight.
Second period started right away, if there wasn't an intermission, I could stay up on it. But
right.
an intermission seems like it lasts an hour.
15 minutes.
But it seems like an hour when you're tired.
I think it's like 15-ish minutes.
So, oh, man, it's going to be big.
Well, hopefully everybody gets behind it and they can go on a little run here. That'd be amazing. They've done a damn good job considering they're sellers and they've had streaks, good and bad, but they're on
biased.
A good streak right now.
I'm very biased. If the Caps make the playoffs, Carbs, coach of the year. he's going to get consideration for it. I don't know whether he'll win it or not.
Yeah.
He'll definitely get votes.
Right.
If I had a vote, I'd vote right now. Coach of the year.
If he gets in the playoffs, I don't know why he wouldn't win it.
I mean, we had Tarik El-Bashir on last week or the week before. He'll join us later today at 9 a.m. He said that Coach Carberry gets this team to the playoff, wills them to the playoffs. He should be the coach of the year.
Again.
I mean, I'm guessing Coach Lav's going to get a lot of votes because, you know, they have the best record in hockey. So usually that usually helps.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, he's been unbelievable.
16-10-3 in the last
with all the injuries, all the issues.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Making trades, trading away some of your best
dealing
players.
Dealing away a 20 goal scorer in Anthony Mantha.
Losing Kuzi. Dealing with Kuzi.
Willie was out for 6 or 7 games.
Oshie's injury.
Your top goalie's now on the bench. You're playing Lindgren every night.
Oh, it's pretty remarkable.
There's a lot going on. All right, so we will talk to Tarik El-Bashir coming up at 9 a.m. as the Caps ready to take on the Flyers in the final game of the regular season. We'll also talk some Commanders with John Keim. He will be on the show at 7 a.m. When we come back, we will touch on a detail about Drab T-Shirt's trip to Spain. He forgot something pretty important on the way to the airport. We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.